They had all kinds of NASCAR things that you get. And then when you go into the restaurant, they had loops that were playing all the time of car races and car crashes. And they had, again, all of the original cars all over the place. You could see them really well, but you couldn't get to them because they were elevated. And so we decided to take the kids to it as they're on International Drive in Orlando, where they had a lot of interesting places and stuff. And we walk in, and we didn't know it, but what was the guy's name? I don't follow anything. Even
Dale Earnhardt.
Thank you. Thank you. He had just died in a crash. And we walk in as a family, and they thought we were coming in to get some memorabilia for him. And it was a live TV broadcast. And the guy comes over with a microphone to the kids, and he says, so are you here because of Dale Earnhardt? And they said, who's he?
I was briefly the most hated child in the South.
Yeah, that was so funny. And I knew the name. I didn't know what had happened. And but they didn't know the name at all. So, yeah. But, you know, you better not say anything about the New York Yankees around this particular relative. You're on our blacklist forever. So when we look at this, we know that people get really involved in sports, obviously. They say very passionate, hateful things sometimes. And so this has to be policed now. Can't have this kind of cyberbullying. It's just another excuse for censorship. And they're bragging about it. They're going to protect these poor, tender athletes who have never had a situation where people are cheering for the other side and saying you know, horrible stuff about them. An AI algorithm is wading through the oceans of content social media users are posting about the Olympics with a singular mission: neutralizing online abuse. And this is especially going to be about the troll tranny issue. You can bet it will be. Whether it's trannies or whether it is an intersex thing, the bottom line is these guys are genetically men. And that means they have a competitive advantage in terms of hormones. Think of it as a doping scandal, right? Think of it as taking testosterone injections or whatever. But the 2024 Summer Olympics will generate more than half a billion social media posts. That doesn't even include the comments. Assuming that an average post is 10 words, to be conservative, that's a body of text around 638 times longer than the King James Bible. And it would take close to 16 years for somebody to read through this if you gave each post just 1 second of your time. If you're just flipping through these things, you could do that for 16 years. You know, we can really waste our life on social media, can't we? Used to be, you look at this and you'd say, how many hours are people sitting there watching TV? And of course, that still happens. But now we've also added the time waster of social media. And, you know, we can flip our life away with this stuff. But again, it would take 16 years for them to go through this. So enter artificial intelligence, because that's its superpower. The International Olympics Committee is exploring a new solution for a problem that is not really a problem. Next time you post about the Olympics in the coming weeks, an AI-powered system will review your words to keep athletes safe from cyberbullying. If they want to protect these athletes, that'll get them out of the Seine River, but they don't really care about the athletes because they're going to put them in, let them swim in a sewer, a literal sewer. They don't care about these athletes. They're just using this as an excuse to try out their new surveillance state. Because, again, everywhere in Paris, they wrote new laws so they could put up more and more surveillance and take away more and more privacy. If you want safety, you're never going to have liberty, right? Those who will give up essential liberty for the promise of safety will not get either one of those. They don't deserve either one of those either. You know, moderation of content is no virtue, especially when you've got to protect somebody from cyberbullying. Come on. Yeah, we don't like it when anonymous people say hateful things about you. But if you're going to be in public, that's part of it. You know, and just, you know, you can push back on it if you want to. But you don't need to be protected by the government. And at the foundation of all this is the lie that speech is violence. Speech is not violence. Conservatives are capable of playing that game, too, as we just saw. Interpersonal violence is something that can be perpetuated in physical form, but it can also be perpetuated online. No, no, speech is not violence. And so what they're saying is that this is beyond going through and looking for certain keywords that would be obnoxious. What this is, they're using artificial intelligence, they said, in order to look at your intent. Isn't that nice? Isn't that great? So it's not looking for phrases like curses or racial slurs. Language is often more subtle than that. So when you're dealing with an ocean of content, you need a tool that can sort through meaning. And that's where AI comes in. They have a tool called Threat Matrix. And what it does is it extracts the attitudes from the text. So it's going to look at what you write, and it's going to determine your attitude and flag that for you. They said it would take an army of human beings to do the same kind of work. Isn't that interesting? Because, you know, this is coming from the army, or at least the military. It is coming from DARPA. Yeah, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, right? They're the ones who are pushing all this artificial intelligence stuff. The army. The military. The military is pushing this censorship agenda. Nothing to worry about. Nothing could possibly go wrong with any of this stuff, right? Well, they said it is critical to nip this in the bud right now, they said.
Yeah. I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
When are they going to call one of these AI things Barney? Because that's it's like a Barney 5 cop. They actually said that. We got to nip it in the bud right at the beginning. During the games, Threat Matrix will scan social media posts in over 35 languages. In partnership with Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and the savior of free speech, X. It will then categorize different types of abuse and flag the posts to a team of human reviewers and SWAT teams. That mentioned the SWAT teams. That comes later. Professional athletes are highly exposed to cyberbullying, the poor things. And that's the toughest thing they got to deal with, right? Well, if that's the toughest thing they got to deal with, it's not too bad. But AI has other uses, of course, besides determining your attitude and sending the police after you for your attitude. It can also be used to up the speed cameras and the surveillance inside of your car. This is something that was reported on, had rolled out already in the UK. Quite a few jurisdictions in the UK already have this. And so now they're on their way to the United States to make even more money. These new AI cameras are set to be rolled out across the U.S. to catch motorists using mobile phones at the wheel, or failing to wear seatbelts, or driving over the posted speed limit. Stories from WinePressNews.com. The new AI technology is enabling police not only to catch speeding drivers, but also to clamp down on motorists distracted by their phones, even if they have them on their lap while at the wheel. At least a quarter of the 44 police forces in England, Wales, and Scotland are already deploying cameras that can catch motorists who are using mobile phones at the wheel. If caught, drivers holding a handheld device behind the wheel can face 6 penalty points and a $250 fine, increasing to $1,300 and a driving ban if taken to court. I don't know. Is that saying that you can't appeal it and they'll have extra punishment? I'm not sure. So what it does is it captures images of the vehicles as they pass. One is taken from a shallow angle to see if you got the phone up to your ear. The other one is looking down to see if you got a phone in your lap. That's evidently a crime now, too. Or to see if your seatbelt is not buckled. Wow. And so then what the AI does, it makes these determinations, and it can send a violation package. That's what they call it, a violation package to the police. And that package might be, you know, speeding, talking on the phone, and not wearing a seatbelt. And, of course, you didn't hit anything, but that doesn't matter. You're a violator. Here's what I think about this stuff. We've had toll roads. They have the license plate readers and stuff like that. and Texas for the toll roads. Nobody in my family uses toll roads. We oppose them in principle. And you would think that one thing that would be pretty easy for these things to determine would be the numbers on your license plate, wouldn't you? And yet we have been sent so many of these bogus things, and they've continued to send them. About once every 6 months, we get something, a new one from Texas, even though we don't go there. We don't live there. We don't travel there. But we keep getting these things, and you can either pay them a couple of dollars, or you can spend 30 minutes to an hour to get them to take this off. Say, show me the picture. You know, because they're supposed to take a picture of the car, the tag, and the person behind the wheel. And then when they look at it and you finally get somebody on the phone, they'll say, oh, never mind. Never mind. You know, this is, so now they're going to do this with a lot of different things. And who's going to pay for all this stuff? Well, you know, this is very profitable for the local jurisdictions to have it. But even more so, they're going to boost it with the so-called infrastructure bill, $15.6 billion. That's running through Buttigieg's office, the Federal Department of Transportation. So Booty is going to be boosting this stuff for everybody. And he's going to be bribing them to put in this surveillance system because, you know, they'll be able to use it for so many more things. It's just going to be a multi-use thing. Just update the software. Speeding increases both the frequency and the severity of crashes, they said. Well, I'm living proof that's not true. 8 states specifically forbid the use of speed cameras, while another 24 have no specific legislation to support their use. As a matter of fact, if you challenge this in court, whether it is a speed camera or whether it's a red light camera, some kind of automated violation generator, should say revenue generator, if that's done, then what you do is you take them to court and you say, I have the right to confront my accuser in court. Where's the representative from this company? Not the cop. The cop's not accusing me. I need somebody from this faceless box that is accusing me, that company that says I need to be able to interrogate them. They won't show up. So that's a very effective strategy.
Of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Break free from the usual script with a David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.